Thanks, Lindy. Time is 8:30. Simon Plosker, Honest Reporting. How on earth are you? It's been too long.
It's been far too long. How are you doing, Howard? I think it's been about 9 months since I was actually physically in your studio when I was in South Africa.
Amazing. Absolutely. It is. Does seem too long ago. Yeah, you were here presenting at Limud around about then.
Absolutely. I had a most fantastic time, I have to say. Although I would like to just point out to listeners that in the minutes after I was on your show, I left the studio and I was in a hurry and I threw a bottle of water into my bag. And as I left the building, I realized that I felt very, very wet. And indeed, the lid had been left off and that was the end of my camera for the trip to South Africa.
No.
Almost the end of various other things in the bag, and I was going on safari in a few days later. I had no camera, so it was an unfortunate experience, but I have to say, you know, I'm really glad I went to South Africa. Fantastic time.
Absolutely. It was awesome to have you here. All right. I wanted to, you know, I've been following the Honest Reporting postings this week, and I see that you were very, very hard at work trying to keep people honest, but it certainly wasn't so simple. Give us some of the big issues that you encountered with regard to non-honest reporting over the course of this week.
Well, I think this week has been kind of almost the perfect storm, if you will. We've had Israel's Independence Day. We've also had the Nakba Day, which of course is the Palestinians' version of events in 1948, what they call the catastrophe. And we've had Eurovision. The Eurovision Song Contest is still going on right now. We had the second semi-finals last night. Personally, I'm not a fan of Eurovision, but it is fantastic that it's being held in Israel. And so far, so good. It's been a great spectacle. I think a great advertisement for Israel. However, it has kept me busy because, as I said, it's been the perfect storm, and Eurovision has essentially given the media, the international media, the excuse to go after all sorts of negative stories surrounding Israel, basically because Eurovision has been subject to the boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign. This has been a very, very coordinated effort to try and malign Israel whilst the eyes of the world are on it. So we've had lots of stories pretty much questioning Israel's right to exist, if you will, because they've been focusing mainly on the Palestinian side of things. And of course, the Palestinians themselves have been, as usual, trying to get negative publicity through demonstrations at the border. And I'm just going to draw your attention to one headline, which I think sums it up completely. And this is in The Guardian. And it says, Israeli forces shoot 16 Palestinian protesters at Gaza frontier. Just like that. And we know that this is a very simplistic framing of what's been going on the border the last, certainly over a year now.
So, I mean, it obviously just creates this impression that Israel is just randomly shooting protesters. How should that headline have looked, number one? Number two, are they responsive to you at all? And number three, why always The Guardian?
Well, I mean, The Guardian is one of the serial offenders, if you will. But I think in this particular case, you know, 16 Palestinian protesters shot. Now, what it doesn't say here is that they were injured. They weren't shot dead. And the fact is, they were rioting. I think the real story here at the moment is we've got a so-called ceasefire in operation. And this week, the protests at the fence, or riots, if you want to call them that, they were actually more peaceful than usual. And the question is why? Because Hamas deployed its own security people to prevent Palestinians from approaching the fence. Now, obviously that did happen, but not to the extent we've seen in the past. What does this prove? Well, quite frankly, Hamas has had control of the situation the entire time. And if they wanted to prevent Palestinians from being shot by Israeli forces and from trying to get through the fence, they could have done so on multiple occasions over the last year and a half.
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking even on Sky News this morning. It says a headline, Madonna to perform at Eurovision in Israel despite boycott calls. It's unrelenting. The almost the assumption as to how, you know, I could call you and say, I'm calling on you to boycott South Africa, not to come to here to Volleymood. And, you know, is it a headline? Simon Plosker, you know, someone's called for Simon Plosker to boycott South Africa. It just doesn't stop this type of coverage. And what this does is it lays layer upon layer upon layer of negativity around Israel, as though Madonna shouldn't have, you know, or perhaps should have considered boycotting.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. It has been relentless. And even this Madonna business, obviously this is Israel and we have horrendous bureaucracy here. And in this particular case, Madonna hadn't actually signed on the dotted line. Mm. She was here in Israel. She'd said she was going to perform, but it hadn't actually been signed. Yet the stories, you know, this is kind of, you know, a really, really trivial matter because it was clearly going to be sorted out. And yet we even saw headlines, you know, oh, Madonna's appearance in doubt and stuff like that. And really, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Incredible. So what does The Guardian respond, going back to that story? Do they ever take you seriously? Because it's they don't seem to stop with regard to their approach on this.
They do take us seriously, but in cases like this, for example, I wouldn't even register a complaint with them because I already know what the answer is. And they'll tell me that the headline is technically correct, which I suppose it is if you think about it. You know, on a factual level,
yes,
it is correct, but it doesn't really tell the full story and it certainly frames it in the wrong way. But we've had plenty of examples over the years where The Guardian has gone way too far and messed around with things like the timeline of things in their headlines, or where it's gone really over the top, and we have managed to get those headlines changed. But essentially, it takes an awful lot of public outcry for the Guardian to respond to these things. We can get results, and that's one of the things that Honest Reporting does, is to try and give people the tools to respond.
Yeah, yeah. How do you keep going with this? I mean, you know, you've got to spend most of your life rolling your eyes.
Yeah, you know what? My parents are actually in Israel right now, and I saw them the other day, and they were with friends, and someone remarked, "Oh, your beard, you're going grey." And I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's kind of because of what
right.
I do every day.
Right. It'd almost be a wonder if you
I've
didn't.
Got, I've got yeah. less hair and I've got more grey hair in the places where I still have hair. So that's pretty much what it does to me. But you know what? Someone also asked me the same question. And they said, like, you know, why? How do you keep going? And I said, look, there are plenty of things that drive me crazy, be it the media or even Israel's government. But ultimately, this is a fantastic country. And if I didn't feel the way I do about this country, then it would be impossible to carry on. And I think that's what it means for a lot of people around the world and a lot of Jews and Israelis as well, that we appreciate that we do have a phenomenal country and it's worth defending.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Simon Plosker, just keep going, just keep doing what you do. I think you play such an important role for anybody who is a supporter of Israel. You just keep doing what you do, and if you need any chizuk or any strength, come to us, because certainly you'll get it from us. You have a fantastic weekend and a Shabbat Shalom. Time is 8:39. I'm Howard Feldman.